Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You're welcome to join us here at 855-453, 855-450-3733. Coming up, the data from the Ashley Madison hack. People have been poring over it, analyzing it, and they have discovered what shouldn't really be a shock, and that is that there were hardly any women on the website.
That's... I'm looking forward to getting to this story.
Yeah, we'll do that. And speaking of the I'ms and the who's, it's Ian here in the studio.
Sassolin.
And Cantwell.
Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts first. And first up, we've got Dave in Montana. He's on Skype. Hello, Dave.
Hey, yo. Hey, long live Free Talk Live, man.
Welcome, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts tonight.
Hey, I seen today Hitler called the GOP terrorists. For what they think about women's health. If she's calling half the country terrorists, just imagine if she was president, she'll treat half the country
half
like
half the country
terrorists.
Are not members of the GOP. I would just like to clarify that.
I'm not GOP or Democrat.
I don't know what the percentage is.
I care less of each. But
yeah, I suspect it's less than a quarter.
Yeah, maybe 33 each or
right,
something.
Right, because only so many people even care about politics. Of those people, only so many of them are actually, registered Republicans or Democrats.
I can't see how she get off calling them terrorists, man.
The fact of the matter is, Republican or not, Hillary would absolutely treat more than half the country as terrorists, because her premise is foundationally that everyone who disagrees with her radical agenda is a terrorist, that she can strike out violently against anybody who would stand in her way.
Well, from one perspective, she's absolutely right that the Republicans are terrorists, but of course so are the Democrats. These are people who are willing to use aggressive force to achieve their social goals, and that is by definition terrorism.
But she's making a very specific reference. She's talking about women's reproductive health, which is another word for, hey, fund my abortion clinic, you maniacs.
Selling human parts, man.
Yeah, let's give you $540 million a year out of government funds that are extracted from me violently, and then you're going to go rip babies out of women and take them apart and sell them to the highest bidder. It's sick.
Call it waste and sell it as waste product.
Yeah.
That's what they're...
Oh, and by the way, and they're charging women for the abortions, by the way. So it's they're getting $540 million a year from the government, then they're dismembering infants and selling them, and they're charging women for the things, and they're like, we need more money, can you donate to us? That's Planned Parenthood.
And they're calling people terrorists.
Yeah, I'm a terrorist for saying that's sick and depraved. Thank you, Hillary Clinton.
Dave, thanks for your call tonight. Appreciate it.
I'm telling you, if that woman gets elected, I'm leaving this country.
Are you really?
I am done. I can't do it.
Wow, where are you going to go?
I was thinking about Mexico, but now Berwick made me angry, and I got to go find another place.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. Cecilyn?
I kind of want Hillary to get elected now so I can see Chris try to find a place to go outside of the United States. Not because I want you to leave, but because I want you to find somewhere that's not anarcho-puco.
It's difficult because the gun thing is the biggest problem, right? I mean, like, you could go places that have, like, lesser taxes and less general government intervention in your life, but to, like, just walk around with a handgun is not a thing that you can do in most of the world.
Well, and this is the thing I think about the folks who want to go to another country to escape from the United States. Look, I don't blame you. By all means, if that's what you feel like you should do, go for it. There's no doubt that you can live sort of off the grid or away from people and be left more alone by some other governments in the world, perhaps, than here. But don't be surprised when you find out there's a Hillary in whatever country that you've just moved into, right? Like the Mexican equivalent of Hillary, whoever that is.
Well, Mexico's awful. It's just the only thing that was, Berwick had going for him in Mexico was that the government was, like, collapsing, right? So, like, the police went on strike and they were just like, get lost, we don't need you, right? But at the same time, the actual laws, the actual structure of the government in Mexico is atrocious, right? That's why people are, fleeing across their northern border into the United States all the time.
So, I suspect that anybody who goes to another country and if you can somehow manage to not pay attention to what's going on around you, to not know what sort of political wranglings are going on, what sort of aggressions from the state are being committed against peaceful people, then I suppose you could probably be okay in a place like that. If you could somehow occlude yourself from all information and any interactions with government agents, then it could be a pleasant thing to be there. But I just feel like the people that are like us who believe in freedom so much that we've actually moved, all of us, the three of us, have moved here to New Hampshire from various other places in search of more freedom, to get together with other people like us, because freedom matters. And how you could then just leave that aside, that particular viewpoint, and try to avoid any contact with, you know, the reality of what's going on around you, the people who are being harmed on a day-to-day basis, because they're being harmed in, you know, in Costa Rica or New Zealand or, you know, wherever it is that you would end up going to. And how you can avoid knowledge of that, and then how you can avoid wanting to do something about it, I don't know. I guess you just have to shut down.
It's not a matter of avoiding the knowledge of the fact that people are being victimized by governments. It's a matter of living to fight another day. I am terrified. I mean, I'm in New Hampshire, and you know, this is one of the more libertarian-leaning places that you could find yourself, and I can't believe how many Bernie Sanders signs I see out on people's lawns. It's crazy. I'm sitting under the boot of the most powerful government in the history of mankind, and there are times when I'm like, I might want to go get under some lighter boot.
Well, you do live in the sort of the lefty town, or one of the lefty towns in New Hampshire. Cecilyn, you live in Manchester. Are you seeing a lot of Bernie Sanders out that way?
Yes, because the college kids love him. They absolutely, he's going to give them all the free things that they've ever wanted.
Academia.
College kids also loved Ron Paul, right? Like, Ron Paul filled stadiums full of college students, didn't he?
And this is what we get for appealing to people's emotions.
Well, we have a lot of liberal arts colleges up here. Like, Keene State is totally like a party liberals. I mean, you had that one time. You're walking around downtown Keene, and there was a
rally against rape culture, these fanatics.
And you were just starting to having conversation with people, and then they ended up calling security on you because they were offended by the questions you were asking them on public domain.
You're not allowed to challenge the rape culture myth on the Keene State College campus. That'll get security after you. Yeah, I'm supposed to accept that we live in a culture where it's okay to drag a woman behind a dumpster and brutally screw her while she screams for help. That's the culture that we live in. Wonderful.
So, look, I mean, Bernie Sanders is going to get traction in a lot of places because he's, you know, he's giving stuff away to people, right? And that's what people want. They want freebies. They want to feel like someone cares about them. And he's got this very populist message that appeals to a lot of people's desires.
Yeah, but once upon a time, a Democrat had to pretend they weren't a socialist in order to see a real prospect of getting elected in America. Mm-hmm. Now, socialism's on the front burner. It's just like, you know what? Let's just stop trying to pretend that it's progressive. Or democratic, or, you know, or you know, liberal. It's just, no, let's just call it socialism now. That's the point that the politics in this country are getting to, and it's scary.
But you'd rather see Bernie Sanders elected than Hillary Clinton?
It's a tough one. You know, Hillary comes off as like just the epitome of evil to me, whereas like Bernie Sanders, you can almost try to think that he means well, right? Hmm. And but at the same time, Bernie's policies are inherently worse, right? And you know, the Hillary Clinton thing about her too is that I'm terrified of what she's going to do to the feminist movement in this country, right? Like, my relationships with women are affected by the lunacy that's going on college campuses preaching about this rape culture patriarchy nonsense, and I don't want anything to do with these people, and I'm already like in a circle that's almost completely male dominated, and then I don't want anything to do with women.
Well, I mean, almost her entire platform is based off of, elect me, I'm a woman. Aren't you ready to have a woman president? And I actually ran into this back in 2008 when Obama first ran. I had a coworker tell me that he was going to vote for Barack Obama because he was black like him. And he wanted to see a black man in the presidency.
Of course.
And so now what I see as all the women supporters of Hillary Clinton is like, I'm ready for a woman president and I'm ready for Hillary. But she has awful economic type things. I watched this video of her talking to people from Black Lives Matter, and she flat out told them that she doesn't think that people can change. Only policy and procedure can change.
Oh, my.
So yeah. She wanted to change policy and procedure because people can't change.
We just have to use the force of the state to accomplish everything. Don't you know that's stupid?
Well, of course, the Republicans aren't much better. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number. You can join us. 855-450-3733. Whoever wins in 2016, you'll lose.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to purse.freetalklive.com and open an account. Do this right now, don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to purse.freetalklive.com right now and get signed up and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 25% off of everything on Amazon through purse.freetalklive.com. It's purse.freetalklive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
No! That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767.
Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
Okay, open your mouth and say, aw.
Aw.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Aw Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue, and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio, you've got Ian.
Cecilyn.
And Cantwell.
Express Coin, the best choice for getting your cryptocurrencies. Whatever you're looking for, maybe it's Bitcoin, Litecoin, Dogecoin, they've got those at ExpressCoin.com. It's fast, safe, easy, and it's inexpensive. They're a licensed money services business, so they've jumped through those government hoops, so you don't have to worry too much about that. You can get your cryptocurrencies with money order or check from ExpressCoin, whether you're in the U.S. or Canada. Pretty much anybody can use ExpressCoin unless you're in New York. If you are in New York, you could always use a VPN service like ProXPN. We'll tell you about that in a little bit. But you can do it from your smartphone by downloading their app. And you can use coupon code FTL, which stands for Free Talk Live. Coupon code FTL will get you up to $40 worth of cryptocurrency with no fee whatsoever. So if you've been looking for a reason to get into Bitcoin, well, we gave you a good reason earlier, 20-25% off of Amazon when you go to saveitpurse.com. So if you're ready to go and get some Bitcoin and save big at saveitpurse.com, just go to expresscoin.com, or you can translate your cash into Bitcoin. And if it's less than $40 worth, there's no fee when you use code FTL at expresscoin.com. All right. So you can dial in here. Toll-free number is 855-453. We've got Skype as well. The Skype username is lrn.fm. We've actually had a lot of Skype calls tonight, which is always good because Skype sounds better. Here's the Ashley Madison story, unless you guys have more to say about Hillary
Let's
Clinton.
Let's go to Ashley Madison.
Story from BusinessInsider.com's Matt Rozoff. The Ashley Madison hack has revealed a lot of interesting things about the men who used the extramarital dating site, including which cities, states, and universities they're from. But what about the women? It turns out there may not have been very many women, as in almost none. Gizmodo editor-in-chief Annalie Newitz analyzed the data from the site's user database. For those that don't know, this is a website, Ashley Madison. It was encouraging people to cheat, and they would, you know, ostensibly hook you up with people with whom you could cheat. And in fact, Chris, you told us that they even have a $250 a month guaranteed cheat level of package.
A guarantee affairs for $250, right, which I rung a bell to me because that's about the average going price for your average Craigslist murder victim.
And by that you mean
prostitution.
So anyway, they got hacked by this group. This group threatened the company behind the website, the Ashley Madison company. They said, look, you either pull your site down or we're going to release all this data. They refused to pull the site down, so they released gigabytes worth of data. It was 10 gigs in the first release and then another 20 gigs after that. And this data has credit card numbers. It's got email addresses. It's got passwords. It apparently even has the message history for everybody that was on the site.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, you want to learn kinky things about your neighbors. You want to learn about people's freak flag, go ahead and read the Ashley Madison database. I imagine you'll find some interesting stuff. So there was all that, and so people have been digging through these gigabytes of data over the last, week and a half since this news hit. And so Annalie Newitz analyzed the data, and she found a lot of suspicious stuff, suggesting that nearly all of the female accounts on the site were fake, maintained by the company's employees. And Chris, you had told us a little bit about this last week.
Well, I'm interested to see how she's coming to that conclusion. Now, I signed up for Ashley Madison some number of years ago, and I've never been married. I wasn't cheating on a wife. I just figured it'd be a nice place to meet women with dirty knees. And so when I signed up, before I had even...
Did you say dirty needs or dirty knees?
Knees.
So, yes, it's a
obscure reference to oral. So
yeah, we got it.
Yeah, so anyway, so when I signed up, before I had even created my profile or put up a picture or anything like that, I'm getting messages from women, you know. And the thing is,
something suspicious here.
Yeah, exactly. You know, my
given that on dating sites it's, you know, relatively uncommon to have the women send a message in the first place. It's usually the male who is the lead on things like that.
Right, unless you are like the most attractive man on the dating site, which, you know, might well have been the case when I signed up.
You had no picture, though.
But I had not uploaded a picture or done so much as post a description of myself before I'm getting bombarded with messages. And the way Ashley Madison works is that if you'll be notified that you've gotten messages, but in order to read them and respond to them, you must pay Ashley Madison. So I can't imagine, I don't understand how so many people fell for this scam, that you're like, oh, you just signed up for this website.
Desperate, horny. I mean, that's how they fell for it.
They just thought that, like, oh, wow, I haven't even uploaded a photograph yet. yet, and six women already want to sleep with me. You know, there's that little too good to be true thing that should go off in your head, fellas. And it was absolutely crazy. So I
right. So you got to pay $20, then you can go in and read these spam emails, right?
Right,
and respond to them.
And presumably, since they were sent, they were obviously sent from an automatic system. You're probably going to be talking to a bot or a company employee or mm-hmm. something like that. And you know, if they're guaranteeing affairs for $250, and you've got to imagine that there are some women on there, and that you know, if nothing else, they'll pay one to go sleep with you. But there is obviously a lot of fake stuff going on with that site.
And according to the database that people were poring over, one of the guys here locally was looking through it and looking at New Hampshire names, for instance. He did find one guy who was paying $250 a month to this website.
Yeah,
and if you're getting
laid for that, I mean, if you're a guy into like procuring the services of prostitutes, then that's not the worst deal in the world, frankly.
So here's the official numbers from BusinessInsider.com. The info that the hackers published contained about 31 million accounts, apparently belonging to men, and about 5 million supposedly belonging to women. But when Newitz dug deeper, she found a bunch of test accounts that ended with AshleyMadison.com, suggesting they were created internally. And by the way, 90% of those accounts were there for women. As well as 350 female accounts for people with the same and very unusual last name. Then she found three really damning pieces of data. Only 1,492 of the women in the database had ever opened their inboxes to check their messages on the site. That compared with more than 20 million men. So basically, as far as even if those, let's just presume all 1,492 of those women were actual women users of the site, you had 20 million active men who were basically chasing after the same 1,400 women.
So that's interesting, and I'm a little bit confused because I had read something in the New York Post today talking about this subject, and she did not go into the messages of the women to say if they had opened their inboxes or not. She was talking about the credit card transactions were almost entirely
all male.
But that's not surprising because women did not have to pay to read messages and initiate contact.
Oh, really?
So that was
sign up and claim to be a woman and just, you know, troll the guys, right?
Yeah, certainly. I mean, that can happen.
Yep. You better believe it was in this case.
Yeah.
Only 2,409 of the women had ever used the site's chat function compared to more than 11 million men. And only 9,700 of the women had ever responded to a message from another person on the site versus almost 6 million men. Now, this number was greater than the number of women who checked messages because it's possible to answer messages in bulk when you first visit the site without ever opening your inbox, apparently.
That's odd.
Maybe if you're a woman, perhaps.
I don't know.
You're the only one who's been on the site.
Yeah.
That's why I'm looking at you.
Nope.
Once they said I had to pay them to read messages, I was like, I'm not using this no more.
Yeah, all right. We'll tell you more about it. And you can join us here, 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS-80, Guns80.com.
Paid monetary spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm of Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC. .com.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait.
No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. You can join us on the radio waves here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Skype username tonight is lrn.fm, and we're sharing some basic facts about the user breakdown at the Ashley Madison cheating website, wherein apparently there really weren't very many women on the site with whom one could cheat if one was even wanting to, successfully accomplish that. Chris, you signed up for the site just to kind of check it out. You weren't actually in a relationship at the time, and you never ended up doing anything with it because they were obviously scamming you. You figured that out right from the get-go because before even putting a picture up on your profile or any kind of data, you had received messages from people.
From multiple purported women, and I had to pay to read those messages, and I realized at that moment that this was too stupid to even be taken seriously.
But apparently a lot of people took it seriously.
There are lots of stupid people out there. I'm not surprised.
31 million male profiles on the site. 20 million of those, according to the database, had checked their email compared to about 1,400 women. Had checked their messages on the site. There's more about this. We'll continue it here in moments, but with you in the studio, you've got Ian here.
Cecilyn.
And Cantwell.
Let's go to WebKeys, who I believe is calling us from New Hampshire. WebKeys, you're on Skype.
Hello, how are you doing?
Hey, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm calling you from New Hampshire, and so what I want to talk about is some things that I've heard on the local AM radio lately, particularly on the station WBZ, which is an AM station.
That's an all-news station out of Boston.
Correct.
Yeah.
And they, I believe, are owned by Forbes.
I don't think so. I'm pretty sure WBZ is a CBS radio station, but go ahead.
No, I stand corrected there. I listen to both those stations. There's another station, I don't know what their call sign is, that is owned by Forbes. But I listen to both those on the way to work, like, every day. And my topic that I wanted to talk about was the economy and the recent spike in volatility in the stock market and in just various markets.
Okay.
Recently. And I really wanted to ask you guys a question about what you think, or well, how you think that relates to the U.S. dollar, Bitcoin, silver, commodities.
Are you asking how the stock market fluctuations this week relate to other economic indicators?
Yeah, particularly.
I have no idea.
Well, I can chime in. I mean, look, the stock market has experienced an extraordinary amount of volatility. I have not checked the market today, so I don't have any information on what might have occurred today. But, you know, it had dropped, the Dow Jones dropped like 1,000 points, and I believe that it rallied, right. and it made up those gains. Last I checked, there was a rally in China as well. There's still a great deal of uncertainty in Europe, but things seem to be stabilizing over there, whereas some of us were looking at this and we thought we were going to see quantitative easing around 4 or something.
Right.
So, you know, whenever you have those things, usually what happens, and I was about to try to pull up the gold price on my phone, but I didn't have it. Usually when that happens, you do see commodities, gold, silver, that sort of thing go up. We saw Bitcoin take a nosedive, but that was sort of unrelated to the stock market. That was because there's a potential for a there's a great potential. We were discussing this.
The Bitcoin dive happened before the stock market thing, and it seems that it's coinciding with this split in Bitcoin, schism, if you will, some controversy within the Bitcoin community about the future of Bitcoin. I would say that's probably completely unrelated to what happened in the stock market. But again, I'm no monetary expert, nor do I think a monetary expert really knows a damn thing about this anyway.
Gold is at 1133 a spot. Announce.
I think that it is actually related, and it does have a great deal of impact on cryptocurrencies and Bitcoin and commodities and silver and stuff like that. I spent some money on silver probably like 5 years ago, and I made a profit on investment in that when it was down, you know, below when it went up to 40, you know, 42 or whatever where the top was. But My real concern here is that there's a lot of liberty-minded people who might not be up to the times on what the economic situation is.
Well,
in terms.
Yeah, most libertarians, I would say, are not terribly economically astute, right? I mean, they have some ideas that they don't like the government to get involved in the economy, and that's, you know, that's a fine thing to understand. But, you know, very few of them, I think, are, you know, watching the stock market and commodities.
I don't care about that crap.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's something to think about, though. I mean, it's information. And
why? What good is thinking about it going
to
do?
There's a lot of good in thinking about it. We started to go into this, you know, yesterday on Radical Agenda when you were in there. I mean, it's an economic indicator, right? So if you're trying to, if you are concerned about the future of the economy, you think the Federal Reserve is maybe a little bit dangerous, right? I mean, you can have economic collapse. Like, terrible, horrific things can happen.
Yeah.
And if you see that coming ahead of time, then you can prosper financially. And it's sort of like good if we have money and resources available to us. So, if paying attention to the stock market is not necessarily like the thing that you feel like doing, then by all means, don't do it. But I can't understand how anybody could ever look at it as irrelevant. I mean, it's one of the most relevant things that's happened.
It's not relevant to me. It has no effect on my life.
It has a huge impact on your life, because if the stock market goes down and it doesn't come up, then they start with the quantitative easing again, and that's going to inflate your money supply, and they can't.
But it doesn't matter. I've already got gold and silver and Bitcoin, so, you know, I could understand if somebody had all their eggs in the basket of the dollar, that, yeah, they would be subject to whatever manipulation the government wants to do to that dollar.
Well, and that's not the only thing.
The stock market could be an incentive to manipulate the dollar. Well, I see where you're coming
from. It's an incentive to manipulate the entire economy, and you get these huge regulatory things that go on. I mean, the bailouts that happened after the 2008 financial crisis were a huge problem that led to a lot of different things that are incredibly detrimental. So to, like, follow these things, especially as a talk radio host,
I mean, it's sort of good for you to be informed.
It doesn't
of
matter
such
to
things.
Me what the hell the damn Dow Jones number is at. I mean, like I said, I've got alternatives to the dollar, right? So if the stock market goes ahead and crashes to 5,000 from 15,000, it's not going to do anything to my investment in gold or silver. Maybe those prices will go up. I'm not going to go out, run out, and buy more silver just because the stock market crashed or something like that.
Well, I mean, if anything, so
there's
right,
no
fine.
Guarantee either, right? Like, just because the stock market crashed doesn't mean that the silver price is going to go up the next day.
Well,
can I jump in here a little bit?
Yeah, jump in.
Okay. So what I'm trying to get at is that there's a time and a place to capitalize on cryptocurrencies and Bitcoin and stuff like that and silver or whatever. And it's important to think about when to do that. And now,
if you're in for this like day to day trading stuff, I'm into Bitcoin
for
the long term.
I'm talking about the long term, and for the I agree. Like for the long term, cryptocurrency and commodities like silver, like that's good stuff to be into for the long term. And so
Right. So why should I care about what one day, you know, the stock market does one day versus the next?
Because it triggers government policy. It's a thing.
They're going to do that anyway. I don't have any effect on that.
But you also have you have an impact on that. You're a talk radio host. Your whole entire purpose of being here is to be a propagandist.
Here's what I would say. Stay the hell out of the stock market.
The governments are doing. That's not necessarily good advice to stay out of the stock market, right? I mean, there's a lot of value that can be created.
I'm not saying get into the stock market at all. I'm not saying get into that or anything. And if anything, what I'm hearing from these talk radio people is that that commodities are very low priced right now, and Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies are maybe undervalued right now. So maybe this is a good time to get into it.
It might be. I don't know that anybody has enough information to say cryptocurrency is undervalued. That's an emerging market, and it's part of the reason that there's so much instability in it. I think that we see a little bit more price stability in it because of the more payment options, putting currency back out onto exchanges more frequently when
if
people
you consider
buy,
$300 to $200 price stability, I don't think so.
It beats $200 to $1,200.
Okay, fair enough. Hey, thanks, WebKeys. I appreciate hearing from you here tonight. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Look, I mean, maybe I can be persuaded as to why I should care what the Dow Jones does one day to the next, but that is yet to happen.
This message is for home intruders, the cowards who break into people's homes to steal their hard-earned property, criminals who shatter lives and rob people of their privacy and security. Listen very carefully. We're the home security experts at LiveWatch, and we're taking you down. Because we're letting everyone try our newest home security system for one full year in their home. To take advantage of this amazing offer, call now, 1-800-670-9259. LiveWatch has been helping protect homes for years, and we've learned the secrets that intruders like you don't want people to know. Criminals, it's time for you to be afraid, because every person who calls will be protected against cowards like you. To the criminals listening, we're taking you down. To those who want to help protect their homes, call the security experts to try the LiveWatch security system. There are no long-term contracts, and if you're not completely satisfied, you can cancel at any time. Try LiveWatch now by calling 1-800-670-9259. That's 1-800-670-9259.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit libertyoncall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit to per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You may join us here in these remaining moments. We have enough time for you if you want to get on the lines. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Cecilyn.
And Cantwell.
And if you care about your privacy when you're online, you need ProXPN. It's a virtual private network that encrypts your online data, so not even your internet service provider will know what you're doing with their own internet connection. You just go and get ProXPN. You can start now for free at ProXPN.com. And they do it right, offering OpenVPN, the gold standard of network encryption. They've got apps for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, and there's Linux support as well. Plus, unlike those other guys, ProXPN keeps no logs of your activities whatsoever. And now ProXPN has more servers than ever before, giving you greater speed and security. They'll take credit card and even Bitcoin. You can get 50% off the regular monthly price for the lifetime of the account when you buy an annual account with our code FTL50. That's FTL like Free Talk Live, and 50 as in 50% off. And that can end up being cheaper per month than a good cup of coffee. You keep hearing about your online privacy being infringed? Go to ProXPN.com right now. Use code FTL50 and take back the privacy that is your right. ProXPN.com, code FTL50. So, further thoughts on the stock market. Cecilyn, do you pay attention to this stuff?
No, not really.
Why not?
Because it doesn't generally affect my everyday life. Because at some point, the government is going to collapse, and the money will be inflated and all of that. That's
why. Can pretty much predict inflation, right? Like, the government is going to inflate the currency. There's no doubt about that. To what extent? Well, that's the question mark, right? Are they going to inflate it a small percentage or 600% like they are in Venezuela right now? One thing you can count on is they will inflate the money supply. That's a guarantee no matter which government you're under, no matter where you live.
Well, I mean, they're going to inflate the money supply. That's how the money supply works, right? I mean, we are at near 0% interest rates right now, the federal funds rate. And since there is inflation, that's effectively a negative impact. interest rate they're actually paying people to take money. That's inflation. That's a pretty serious thing. One of the things that was going on before this dip in the stock market was the Federal Reserve was entertaining an interest rate hike, which a lot of people have been saying, like, you have to do this. This is a very important thing, because if interest rates are a thing that they use to manipulate the economy, they lower the interest rate in order to accelerate the economy. It's like putting the foot on the gas, right? But now
more people will borrow at a lower rate.
Right, and that's supposed to stimulate economic growth, but there's no, like, real savings in America at this point, which is a pretty serious problem. In any case, a lower interest rate indicates to a sane market that there is money saved, right? So if there's a lot of money saved, then lots of people are ready to lend, and thus the price of borrowing will be very cheap.
But that would be in a market that was free, whereas now it's manipulated, and so a low rate is just the government screwing with
it. Exactly. But that's why you have what we call the Austrian business cycle theory. So what happens is the Federal Reserve lowers rates, and then people borrow this money and make all these capital investments, which are not based on the thing that the signal is supposed to indicate, right? The people don't have the money saved, and so when you're making investments based on the assumption that people have money saved, then you have what is known as malinvestments, and that's what these bubbles are. And they are seriously catastrophic events. And if we can, even if it's for no other purpose than to talk about it on the radio, I would encourage you to look into these things, because it is very, very important. When they do these things and we have these economic collapses, this is what we're describing with the stock market right now is exactly what happened that caused the Great Depression. The Wall Street crash of 1929, also known as Black Tuesday, the great crash, or the stock market crash of 1929, began on October 24th, 1929, and was the most devastating stock market crash in the history of the United States. When taken into consideration the full extent and duration of its fallout, the crash signaled the beginning of the 10-year Great Depression that affected all Western industrialized countries. So that's a pretty significant thing, that if a phenomenon in the world can cause a 10-year Great Depression that affects all Western industrialized countries, then that's actually a pretty significant thing. You're saying,
no doubt.
How does this affect my real life?
I just told you that
it's going to bring about the Great Depression.
No, look, I'm not saying that there's no significance to it. I'm just saying that day-to-day, paying attention to the stock market does nothing for me whatsoever. Nothing at all.
All right.
And, you know, look, if the stock market crashes and the world goes, the United States spins into a second Great Depression or whatever, again, paying attention to the stock prices is still something I'm not going to do in that particular case. I'm going to make sure that, you know, you've got enough food or whatever you need to have to get through this that time frame.
Is there 10 years of economic destruction? Do you have that much food in
your
house?
No, absolutely not. So, you know, at some point, we'll have to figure something out. But, you know, you're not going to be able to sock away that kind of food anyway, even if the stock market does crash. And if the stock market crashes, that doesn't necessarily mean a depression is immediately around the corner, right? I mean, it came back, didn't it?
Well, it came back. The Great Depression only lasted a decade. So,
no, I meant the stock price or the Dow Jones price.
Generally, during the Great Depression, I don't think that, well, the stock market did come back this time.
Yeah.
If the stock market goes down and it doesn't come back, then governments begin doing really wacky, crazy things that can be very destructive.
And I'm not saying ignore that. Well, we would certainly talk about that.
Well, you would talk about that, and you would talk about it from a position of having absolutely no concept of what led up to it, right? So what good is your analysis of a phenomenon if you have no idea what led up to that phenomenon?
That's why I've got you here, Chris.
Yeah, that's right.
You can pay attention to that crap for me.
Yeah. Just watch my mouth on Twitter, I guess, so I can give you economic analysis.
You can pay attention for everybody.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. Let's continue here. Actually, we missed a call from Siberia. Maybe we can get that guy back on. The Ashley Madison hack. This from Gawker, I believe. No, excuse me, Gizmodo is where this is from. We actually had a piece from Business Insider which sort of summed this up, but it was a very, very short summation, and there's a lot more, I think, really interesting detail in the story. And that is about this website with all kinds of fake accounts on it, with what were supposedly 5.5 million profiles marked female, but only about 1,400 of them ever having checked their inbox in the Ashley Madison cheating website. Now, it's also a matter of public record, according to Gizmodo, that some percentage of the profiles are less than real, A few years ago, a former employee of Ashley Madison sued the company over her terrible work conditions. She claimed she'd gotten repetitive stress injuries in her hands after the company hired her to create 1,000 fake profiles of women in 3 months, written in Portuguese, to attract a Brazilian audience. The case was settled out of court, and Ashley Madison claimed the woman never made any fake profiles. Still, there's a clause in the Ashley Madison Terms of Service that notes that some people are using the site purely for entertainment, and that they are, quote, not seeking in-person meetings with anyone they meet on the service, but consider their communications with users and members to be for their amusement, unquote. The site stops short of saying these are fake people, but does admit that many profiles are for so-called amusement only. That's kind of interesting revelation from the terms of service.
The truth of the matter is, and I'd be surprised to find out that you didn't have the exact same phenomenon with Plenty of Fish and OkCupid and Match.com and all of these things. eHarmony, whatever. I imagine that
some
when
of those sites will actually let you send messages without having to pay them.
I think eHarmony, you do have to be a paid
eHarmony
member.
eHarmony, you do.
But OkCupid and Plenty of Fish are essentially free services which you can pay to get advantages over your competitors. But the idea being, when a dating site starts off, it's always going to create fake female profiles. They do that to get the men onto the site, and then hopefully, you know, real women gravitate towards the site at some point and start talking to the real accounts, which are male.
Based on this evidence, we've got some clear indications many of the profiles are fake. But to find out how many, however, we have to dip into the company's non-public information contained in the data dumps. Question is, how do you find fakes in a sea of data? Answering that becomes more difficult when you consider that even real users of Ashley Madison were probably giving fake information at least some of the time. But wholesale fakery still leaves its traces in the profile data. I spoke with a data scientist who studies populations and told me to compare the male and female profiles in aggregate and look for anomalous patterns. My analysis had to be entirely based on the profiles themselves, not the credit card data. There's no such thing as a paid account for women, because women don't have to pay for anything on Ashley Madison. As a result, I couldn't use paid account as a proxy for real, the way analysts have done with the male data. Plus, the credit card data doesn't list gender, so it would have been impossible to be certain of gender ratios in the credit card information anyway. In the profile database, each Ashley Madison member has a number of data fields, including obvious things like nickname, gender, birthday, and turn-ons. But the member profile also contains data that is purely for administrative use, like the email address used to create the account and when the person last checked their Ashley Madison inbox. Now, you want to dig in further into this story. There's a lot of really interesting info in the full story here. I will post that to our Facebook and Twitter. It's from Gizmodo. And if you want more Cecily, check her out on Facebook.
Facebook.com/ Cecelyn. Cecelyn.
ChristopherCantwell.com for more Chris. And then we'll see you tomorrow night online between now and then over at freetalklive.com, where I don't know what percentage of the profiles are fake. It's Free Talk Live.
If worst comes to worst, will you be prepared? You don't have to be a survivalist to prepare for the unexpected. Storing necessary supplies like food, water, and emergency equipment is simply taking responsibility for ourselves and our families when it counts the most. StrategicShelters.com offers emergency supplies and a secure way to store them, and provides protection for loved ones in the event of an extreme natural or man-made disaster. To find out more, visit StrategicShelters.com.
Kid, let me paint you a picture. Tuesday night, your cog belt goes bust. Who will help you get what you need fast? Without the hoops, hurdles, or headaches? Grainger, that's who. I love Grainger. They got a wide variety of products and solutions. Grainger makes it easy to get everything we need and answers for when we're not sure what the answer is. Now, kid, let me paint you another picture. It looks like a mop, a basement bathroom, and you all over it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed.
Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.